Pope Francis, on Sunday during the Angelus in a sunny St. Peter's Square, took inspiration from the Gospel reading in which Jesus restores the sight of the blind man. With this miracle, the Holy Father explained, Jesus reveals himself as the light of the world. Each of us, the Pope said, is blind from birth, in that we were created to know God, but because of sin, we are like the blind. We need a new light, that of faith, that Jesus has given us.
Tutti abbiamo bisogno di una luce nuova, quella della fede che Gesù ci ha donato.
In fact, Pope Francis went on to say, the blind man of the gospel regaining his vision is opened up to the mystery of Christ. This man represents us when we do not realize that Jesus is the light of the world, and when we look elsewhere, when we prefer to rely on small lights when fumbling in the dark, the Pope said. We too, he continued, have been enlightened to Christ in baptism, and then we are called to behave as children of light.
Che cosa significa avere la vera luce?
Posing the question, what does it mean to have true light and to walk in the light? The Holy Father answered by saying, it means first of all to abandon false lights. Another false light, Pope Francis noted, is self-interest. If we evaluate people and things based on the criterion of our profit, our pleasure, our prestige, we are not being truthful in relationships and situations. Following the recitation of the Marian prayer, the Pope remembered José Álvarez Benavides y de la Torre and 114 companion martyrs who were beatified on Saturday in Spain. He said, these priests, religious and lay people, have been heroic witnesses of Christ and his gospel of peace and fraternal reconciliation. Their example and their intercession sustain the Church's involvement in building a civilization of love. Pope Francis also recalled his one-day pastoral visit to Milan on Saturday, expressing his thanks to the organisers and those who took part, both believers and non-believers, adding, it felt like home. I'm Lydia O'Kane.